String 31. Monitor Chakas. Sentinels and attack carriers rise in swirling clouds around the Ark, like flocking birds over the plains of my birth. I make inquiries, but the Ark's channels are consumed with preparations for evacuation as well as for combat. Yet how can so many different species be evacuated? And to where? There are not nearly enough transports. I have not been kept fully informed. I only know that the Ark has been handed over to the Master Builder, and of course, given his luck and skill, is now under immediate threat. My new mandate is to protect the Life Shaper and her work. Once I was a human, but received such wounds that the born stellar didact stored me in a machine. The Life Shaper allowed me, after their gathering on the Ark, to look after her human populations. She saw it as part of my recovery, and part of my reward for serving them so well. And I have done my very best. The Life Shaper's plan was to keep humans on the Ark, outside the range of Halo destruction, until the scoured planets are free of the Flood and ready for reseeding. But they have now been moved to the Halo, I presume on the orders of the Master Builder to make room for Forerunners. Nothing is ever simple, and great plans too often meet awful conclusions. Now, she asks of me a final favor. Save everything we can. I query the Ark monitors assigned to life workers. Only a few respond. They have no instructions with regard to the Halo. The others have shifted service to offensive bias. Must I turn against my fellow machines to fulfill the orders of the Life Shaper? I now await her instructions, as I cannot act without the Life Shaper's command and imprimatur. Catalog, why do you attend a mere monitor, if not to keep me informed of what I must do? I have no testimony to give. I am no longer human. You should seek out the little one called Riser and ask him. He would offer you his opinions freely. He is still what he was. Wake him up and he will give you an earful. Finally, I have received my orders. The Life Shaper has instructed me to take a Gargantua-class transport from the Ark to the Omega Halo. On board, stores of indexed organisms from the Ark's population have already been placed by life workers. Many of these are living specimens. Others are simply genetic composites originating from the librarian's conservation measure. I wonder if this relatively small number will be sufficient to rebuild these many species after Halo fires. The Halo faces a great curved wall of star roads. Humans placed on the last ring weapon have barely had time to settle in their compounds. By the tens of thousands, they walk over crude hills, shallow lakes and rivers, and between low mountains and through thick forests. The brightness of an artificial sun moves in familiar rhythm, and the people down there may hope that their most recent darkness and dreamless sleep in the holds of lifeworker ships will be but prelude to the chance to regain all they have lost. They may hope that they have finally reached a home where they can live in peace for centuries, if not thousands of years. As we make preparations to transport the humans, the original Didact's enormous warship thunders down, taking up a position above the human compounds. It's followed by thousands of sentinels not linked to offensive bias, apparently intent on isolating and controlling this section of the Halo. With access to only so much Forerunner knowledge, I have no explanation for this display of force. The Life Shaper's ship comes alongside our transport, hiding in its massive shadow. We link. She is frantic. And for the first time in years, I'm afraid. But why is the original Didact here? Star roads grow thick beyond the sky bridge. They may soon crush the Ark and the Halo, and with it, all humans, all Forerunners. Forerunner history may be at an end. I do not know whether to feel gladness or sorrow. Take us up, the Life Shaper orders Audacity, her face stiff with fear. We rise above the Halo's atmosphere to see everything more clearly. Mantle's approach sweeps low over the Halo compound. The ship's silhouette has changed. Something, protrudes from its front. The composer. A great star forms above the compound. The composer's targeting beams. I can do nothing to stop it. At the Life Shaper's command, Audacity shoots forward. She hopes to insert herself into the path of the composer to stop her husband from harming her specimens. But the mantle's approach makes the slightest, deftest of maneuvers, throws out a torsion field, and Audacity is brushed aside like a gnat. The Didact's ship freezes above the center of a compound. Below, the humans must see what is happening, even through the cloud-racked atmosphere. They have stopped whatever they are doing to look up and shield their eyes against the brilliance of the targeting beams. A blood-colored pall falls over the compound, over their faces. Surely this is a crime. Catalog will see it all, record it all. Is the madness beginning again? Have I given up everything for another betrayal? Tell the Sentinels to kill him, Life Shaper cries out. But I cannot. The Didact has assumed control of them all. Mantle's approach is too strong, too powerful. The life worker forces are too weak and too few and cannot stop it. The composer has locked onto its victims. Translucent, oily waves of energy spread across the compound, echo from the walls of the halo, then slide down like folding sheets to wrap the crowds below. Suddenly, everywhere, across hundreds of square kilometers, bodies twist and fall. Hundreds of thousands are composed before my sensors can make an accurate count. The information flows back to the composer in a reverse wave. Men, women, children, all taken in moments. The Life Shaper moans deep in her throat. Then the moan intensifies until she screams, "That's all he ever does! Kill my children! Why? Why?" Audacity tells us that we must move closer to the compound or outside the great wheel. The Didact's ship withdraws the composer, seals itself for transit, pushes away from the compound and the halo, departs. Audacity moves under its own volition to a safe position near the outer perimeter, but safety is no grace. The next atrocity will soon begin. The firing of the halo itself. Audacity prepares for an immediate jump.